I'm supposed to give a shout out to Minnesota.
Enthusiastic.
Because I'm from Minnesota, and where I go to church at Pine Grove, where we have three members here, very exciting. And at my church on Wednesdays, I teach 7th, 8th, 9th grade. We're a lively group. None of them are here. That's why I can talk about them as much as I want. So we're going to do that. But in my class on Wednesdays, we have two rules. I'm going to tell you about the second one later. Rule one, you have to come with a story to tell. We don't do this in the summertime. Honors and stuff here in my class in the summertime, so I'm not lying. But you have to come with a story to tell, either from your week or if you don't have something from your week from your past. And this has two purposes. One being I like to listen to stories, and two, this is the only way I can ever get people to listen to my stories, ever. So, since none of them are here this week, and since I'm on the stage, I get to share a story and you all have to listen, so this is exciting. Alright, well, this is what it is. It isn't an exciting story and it's not funny. I was telling Jerry I was trying to think of a joke and I don't have a joke, so sorry. So, this is what happened. This is when I was younger. I don't know how old, I would say about this tall. No, this tall. I don't know. And I was going shopping with my mom, of course, and we had to go to the craft store. And if you know my mom, which you probably don't, you know that going to the craft store isn't a sprint. It's not like go in 5 minutes, you're out. It's like a marathon where it's gonna take at least 2 hours, no matter what, you know, because it's your mom. But anyways, this particular time, we go into the craft store and it's huge and I'm only this big. And I automatically go to the kiddie section, where there's just, you know, the aisle with all the crap that kids like. And she goes and she does her little thing, and I'm just sitting there and I walk down the aisle, oh, this is fun, and she's not back yet, so I'll just look at everything again. And so I spend a good 20 minutes looking at about 5 minutes worth of things. And then I decide, you know, I've had enough, I'm finding the woman, we are going home. And so I leave my little aisle and I walk all around the store and I don't find her. Oh, no big deal. I'm gonna find her, it's not a big deal at all. This time I walk all the way around the store, I do the thing where I go down every single aisle and she's not there. And so I'm walking around again, except for this time, by the time I get back to the front of the store, I realize I'm an orphan. And my mom left me here and she doesn't love me anymore and she's never coming back. So I'm wandering around this store and I'm alone. And I'm decided that I'm gonna be alone forever. I'm probably gonna grow up in this store. I'm never gonna have parents again. And you know, I'm just devastated. So scared. I was only this big. It's not like it was last week, you know? So I mean, I was just so worried. So afraid that my life is over, my mom doesn't love me, she's never coming back for me. And then of course, I start crying. And then some sales associate comes and she's like, oh, I'll help you. And I'm like, you can try to help me, but you can't help me. But long story shorter, we eventually find my mom and I go up to her and I'm like, I thought that you left. I thought I was alone, and I thought that you were never gonna find me, and she just was like, I would never leave you. What? As long as I'm able, I couldn't leave you. Dad would kill me if I didn't bring you home tonight, right? But that's a good thought to know when you're a kid. All right, rule two. Does everyone have their Bibles? This is required. If you have your Bible, you have to hold it. All right. Hold your Bible like, hey, there's no sharing Bible. You didn't bring your Bible. Hold your Bible, okay? All right, hold out your Bible like this. I have to flip it like this. The rule is, racing is required. So we are going to Deuteronomy 31. First one there, say, just let me know. Oh, right here. Kyle, no. He's playing the pastor card, but it doesn't work for me, sorry. All right. Going to Deuteronomy 31, I'm going to read 1 through 6. All right. So Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I'm 120 years old today. I'm no longer able to come and go. And the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross this Jordan. It is the Lord your God who will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua is the one who will cross ahead of you, just as the Lord has spoken. The Lord will do to them just as he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land when he destroyed them. The Lord will deliver them up before you, and you shall do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. And then verse 6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. The Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail or forsake you. It's pretty much what this is. This is Moses telling all the people that he's led for ever. I can't go with you anymore. This is the end. But you're not on your own. Joshua's going to go with you. He's kind of a joker. But you don't have to worry. Because you don't have to be afraid, because God is going to be with you. You're not going to be alone. You should don't let your fear that you're going to be alone stop you from moving forward and going on. Because God is always with you. Just like a little girl alone in a craft store who might think she's alone. She's probably not alone. All right. Now we're going to do erasing. People not participating in the racing. All right. Isaiah 41, go. Oh, I heard the bam. I'm not involved here. Come on. I'm all frazzled because I have to do my race in front of everybody. That's why I'm not. All right, so now we're doing 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, surely I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So isn't that comforting, at least a little bit, to know that no matter where you go, no matter where you are, you're never really alone? That's nice to know, that you don't have to worry about being left alone. You don't have to worry about someone not being there. I don't know if you remember when I spoke last year, or 2 years ago, I talked about how I don't have endings, and it hasn't changed. And I thought it would, but it just didn't. So I hope you all have a great day.